Hey, Damien. What you gonna do when the space war is over?
Open a lady footlocker. Hang myself in the back. You know, take it easy.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, so far, is nobody. That's right. I'm waiting for Veronica. She's currently caught in traffic. She claims, and I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I know she's female and thus doomed to be late at all times, but she claims she gave herself twice the amount of time necessary to get here. And while she does typically cut it close, for her to simply no-show, that is pretty rare and weird. So anytime we ever bitch about the traffic in this area on this show, which is all the time, mind you, and we record this thing Saturday, nothing rush hour about Saturday. Everyone should be at home watching the TVs that are like 86 inches, and it costs several paychecks for them to afford, and that's why you buy those damn things, so you don't have to go out on the weekend and actually experience life. But oh no, people don't get enough of the traffic around here. They got to go out on Saturdays. And somehow, the Saturdays are even worse than the weekdays. Because I guess it's just a constant flow of people who want to go into the city. I don't get it. DC, if you've ever been here, is a very tiny, swampy. It was built on a swamp, so what do you expect? It's tiny, it's humid, it smells like urine in the summertime, which I suppose any big city does because the hobos got to do their thing. But there's not much fun to it. It's a commuter city. It shuts down 5 p.m. on Friday. And there's like, I guess, clubs and stuff like that. But you get beyond a certain age and who cares? There's just nothing that great in that city. And maybe I'm saying it because I've been here my whole damn life. So I've seen it in and out. I've seen all the damn Triceratops skeletons at the Smithsonian. I think our panda bears died 10, 15 years ago. We might have new pandas, I'm not sure, at the zoo. And that's it. Otherwise, it's just a turdly little city. No different than a Charlotte, a Richmond. It's just got nothing doing. Show's website. Let's do that. Let's plug the site. It's inpapasbasement.com. That's going to have archives of every episode of this blessed thing that comes out of my mouth in hour-long intervals. God damn it, where is Veronica? It's also got my writing. It's got links to my Twitter account and the Facebook page for the website. See how we do that? We have a Facebook page that has links to every article that's on the website, and it just links you right back. That's all. There's nothing original. There's no good content. Everything just links you back and forth. We also got the iTunes link. That one's important. Please click on iTunes. Subscribe to that. It means a lot actually having listeners to what I'm doing right now. Well, actually, I could do without the listeners right now because I'm kind of just sitting here with my dick flapping in the breeze until my co-host comes in, but that's all good. I'm sure she'll be here any moment now as I tighten the mic on air because the station is falling apart. Let's hit the outline. Yes, as much as I joke about not having outlines, I kind of do. Once in a while, we've got all of these are Veronica-centric. This is horrible. We've got me talking about going bald because I'm considering it. I have been on Propecia and Rogaine, that regimen, for about, I want to say, 5 years now. And a friend of mine's dad, actually Matt Ganoza, who's been on the show a couple times, is going in for prostate surgery because apparently the thing is the size of a beach ball and they're just going to scoop out half of his prostate and leave the rest. And I guess that will leave him fully functional. I don't know much about prostates. It just seems weird to me that there's an organ in the body that you can chop in half and it's still fine. I know if you've got your brain cleaved in half, you're a mongoloid. I guess you're kind of functional, but probably half of your body's not working. Maybe you can still breathe. I'm guessing that's the brainstem. You lose half your heart, you're dead. You need all those ventricles. But you can just scoop out a chunk of prostate like some French vanilla at a picnic, and the rest of it will do all of its prostatally goodness jobs. Now, this ties in with my baldness, because the same medication that you take to keep your hair is actually prostate meds in a smaller dose. And I asked Matt, I'm like, dude, why didn't your pops get on any of this medication so that they don't have to, get this, shove a blade mounted on a tube down his urethra and then just roto-rooter his prostate while going down his D-hole? As if getting something in your guy parts shredded, drained like a plumbing snake, wasn't painful enough. They're going to go in through that little sensitive tube, which, like, I had something up there once for medical reasons. That is a feeling of rape that no woman can feel. Just, it's so alien. Something, it was like this, it was a camera the size of a damn pinky inserted in my stuff. And that was like 30 seconds, and I had to cry in the shower for hours afterward. I can't even fathom the pain that's going to come with having to endure that inside you for hours. I don't care how knocked out you are, you will come to at some point, and you will wake up, and you're going to feel stretched down there, and he's going to cry too in the shower. I can almost guarantee it. Just an Elizabeth Shue leaving Las Vegas, the frat boys raped me cry. He's going to have one of those. So Matt tells me his father, in his infinite masculine wisdom, and his dad was like Marines, Force Recon, as manly as it gets, said no to these pills. Just screw it. These meds, which, by the way, work, I believe, by preventing you from breaking down testosterone into DHT, is it? If anyone wants to call in and help or just end the suffering that I'm enduring right now, it's 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. I believe I've mastered the art of taking a call on this show. As much as I lie and act like I don't and the boards don't work and I can't take a call, I can. It's all a charade. I just typically hate callers, but they'd help out right now. Matt's dad didn't want anything messing with his testosterone. Rather than taking the pills that I'm taking willingly, not to keep my prostate from being grapefruit size, mind you, just to keep my vein locks, which I shaved down to nubbins anyhow. I have like Bobby Hill hair. There's very little length left to my hair. And a side effect of this stuff gives you wolfish back and shoulder hair. If you remember The Godfather and you see Sonny Corleone, James Caan in his wife beater, in a couple of scenes, I believe when they're plotting the murder of McCluskey, he has just this coat, a pelt. It looks like a trapper who's got shoulder pads on. That's what your shoulders look like on Propecia, this stuff. And Propecia is just a smaller dose of Proscar, which is the prostate medicine that Mr. Ganoza said no to. Just said, screw it. Instead of taking that, you're going to scrape out half of my prostate through the hole from whence my urine doth come. And I prefer that to messing with my hormones. And it's got me thinking. Has the weight gain, the lethargy, the depression, the lack of motivation, everything wrong in my life? Is this actually due to the fact that I've been taking this medicine, which, by the way, not foolproof. My hair still receding, which I can't tell you how crappy that is. The Propecia and all that stuff, not 100% guaranteed to work. I believe something like 75% of cases it works. Maybe in most people it at least halts hair loss or retards it. That's kind of what I'm holding out for. It's just managed to halt what I believe would be like a John Travolta-esque hairline by this point. Just really ravaged, pulled up front, maybe a Chris Maloney, because John always wears those horrible pieces, so you don't actually know what's doing with them. Most people aren't like me. They don't live on gossip websites where you're going to see John's real hairline, so let's go with Chris Maloney. It's not quite the George Costanza horseshoe, but the man's lost a little hair up front. And I'll be honest with you, it's one hell of a catch-22, because I do not believe someone can look good while bald if they got a few extra LBs. You just look like Private Pyle if you have no hair and you're chunky. Conversely, you can look okay with some chunk if you've got your hair. So I don't know what the hell to do, because there's a good chance I'm going to quit this crap and all my hair is going to fall out and I'll still be fat and lazy. So I'm just going to get the best of both worlds. I've been pondering this for literally a week now, and I cannot come up with any answer. I just don't know what to do. It's the story of my life, just paralysis through indecision. If anyone has anything to say, my multitude of listeners who are just A, non-existent, and B, not calling in, please join in at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. I'm getting text messages from Veronica in the meantime, telling me where she is in relation to roads that I don't know the name of. So she could be a half hour out, and this could be going on more and more and more, much to everyone's chagrin. I know no one's enjoying this. I'm sure as hell not. You're not. You can say you are, but you're not. I didn't brainstorm much because I haven't seen Veronica in like 4 or 5 weeks. There's just not much outline to operate off of. I figured she would waltz in and a lot of the conversation would just be me asking her what the hell she's been doing with her life, because I don't think she's been on the show in maybe a month. And I'll be honest, I thought selfishly at first that was due to the fact that I might have torpedoed our living situation, because I'd mentioned the last time she was on the show, I was looking for a place to room. And she had said, hey, I am too. Let's get a place, which at first sounded really cool. I mean, who wouldn't want to live with a friend, right? And then the gears got turning. I've lived with 3 different friends in my life, and without fail, things got cool after 2 years, maybe minimum, removed from each living situation. But by the end of each time I was chilling with these people, we didn't just dislike each other, we despised each other. The first time in college, I was living with a dude named Jordan. Jordan Chavez, great guy, and we hang out all the time now. But Jordan was the quintessential bad college roommate. Now, this is me. I'm absolving myself of all guilt in the Jordan situation. I'm not saying that I've been the best roommate at all times. But with Jordan, I was a pristine angel of light, and he was just a piece of crap. He would go to bed maybe 9:30 p.m., and insist all lights be off. Now, we're freshmen in college, people. We should be out experimenting with drugs, drink, women. At the very least, as friends, we should be going out together, maybe having a malt, doing whatever the hell it is that kids do when they're not getting laid in college, but they want to like go out and pretend they got something on the ball. But no. Jordan was asleep at 9:30. The next straw, not the one that broke my back, mind you. The next thing that happened was I came back on a weekend and I found Jordan eating all of my food. You just don't do that to a man, especially a man with a couple extra pounds. And in college, when good food is at such a premium, you don't do that to people. I mean, it'd be cool if there was like a give and take, Like, hey, Jordan's eating my stuff, but you know what? Jordan's parents going to hook him up with a little something or other, and he's going to give me some of Jordan's mom's delicious cupcakes or cookies. But no, there was none of that. It was just take. It was like America and the United Nations, like America and let's say Nigeria. Really, who do you think, when it comes to a peacekeeping mission, is going to be donating more tanks, more troops, more ammo? I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's America. And here I came back, and Nigeria was just helping itself to my bullets, was helping itself. You know what? You know what, America? We're both partners in this United Nations thing. I'm just going to take an F-16 out. You can borrow my World War II era Spitfire. Take that with the propellers. We're even Stevens now, America. No. That's not how it works. I was getting bled out. He was eating. Okay, I'm lucky. I had a mom. Still have a mom. Shouldn't put her in the past tense. Freudian slip there. I've got a mom who hooked it up when it came to college food. Every time I went back, and I was one of those little bitches who went back every weekend because I had nothing going for me at school. I just got a text from Veronica saying about 5 minutes away, still want me on. Yes, I'm doing a solo show. Come here now. That's what I texted her. Just because texting, not so good on air. So, let's get back to Jordan. Let's do that. I've got a caller. Oh, thank Christ. Mercifully, I have a caller. All the people who say they listen on Saturdays, I know you're liars now. Hello?
Hi, God, it's so hard to listen to you struggle like that.
Thank you.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron, thank you.
You're welcome.
Was it at least? I mean, well, no, it wasn't even listenable. I know that. You don't have to blow smoke.
No, it was listenable. It was making scrubbing down my walls and my rubber gloves really, really painless.
Yeah. So this is what Nova does to people, Aaron. It ruins their radio shows. They're tiny little insignificant. No one calls in. No one listens to live shows. This is what it does. She's still 5 minutes out.
Your mom's probably listening.
No, she's not. She would have called by now.
She can't stand listening to you struggle either. I thought you were doing all right.
Oh, thanks. I try. I mean, literally, I couldn't do anything to bail out on this one. I already drove here. I shouldn't have come in. If traffic was going to be this bad, if this was going to be an issue, and I can't even tear into her because apparently it's not her fault. But I've got a dog.
Always her fault.
I've got a dog. Thank you. First of all, yes, you're correct. Second of all, I'm supposed to be dog sitting. I could be playing with a dog right now. Like, strange dog. Strange dog is almost as good as, like, strange vagina. Have you ever noticed that? Like, your own dog, you kind of get bored with it, but someone else is like, hey, babysit my dog for a couple days? It's the best thing ever.
I don't know. I don't think any dog is the best thing ever. But I want to get into this roommate discussion because I had terrible roommates.
Okay, talk to me about your roommates, because I can run down all three, all ended horribly. I only talk to Jordan still. The other two, we're not actively hostile, but we're certainly not friends anymore.
Well, mine and I are just becoming friends again. But they,
first of all,
after what, 7 years?
When did you live together, and how long were you friends beforehand?
Well, my best friend from high school and I lived together in 2003.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it was what? I can't do that math.
Well, you're
almost
a girl.
10 years ago. You're right. Girls are bad at math.
2003, you were still in college?
Well, yeah, because we were living together in college.
Okay.
So that was terrible, and we had, like, a huge issue, and we broke up for, like, 6 months and finally, like, made friends again. And I'm just now bringing the rest of the four of us into the fold because there was an ego-eating incident.
No, okay. Let's milk this because Christ knows I have to. You are friends with this person. You're like, and I forgot if you just said this, like what, 2, 3 years, 4 years, childhood buddies, what?
Oh, no, we were childhood friends.
Okay.
But it wasn't my egos that she ate. It was our other friend, Melissa's egos.
Forget the egos. We got to, I need details here. I'm a man. I operate based on logic and numbers.
Okay.
So about junior year of college, you're both 21?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe? Yes.
You opt to live together then why? Like, why weren't you freshman buddies doing this?
Because she didn't get to Clemson until her sophomore year.
Oh, she's one of those dumb people.
Yeah. Well, let's not call her dumb, but she's one of those dumb people.
She's one of those dumb stumps.
But she's very good at the common sense things, but school not so much.
Okay.
So I lived with a stranger the first year, which was terrible, because that stranger had a sorry boyfriend who had a snake.
Oh, so, a man with a snake is 100 times creepier than a man with a cat.
You're right. So
you know who gets to own snakes and not be creepy? Slash. That's it.
That's all. So this guy was sorry, and he wouldn't pay his bills, so the electricity always went off. So the snake would come to live at our dorm, because if he didn't, the snake would freak to death.
Do you want to know why a snake isn't a real pet? And if any of my listeners have a snake, I don't need you that badly. So either listen to my abuse and take it, or just stop listening. Because no one needs you, reptile being. But a snake does not come to live in a house. Like, a cat comes to live in a house, a dog comes to live in a house. Do you know what a snake does in a house, Aaron? It infests the house.
It.
Exactly.
So this snake would come infest our house, and because my roommate was A, in love with this dumb boyfriend, and B, a veterinary sciences major who had castrated bulls on the weekdays, she loved the snake, and she would let the snake hang out on her bed in like a little warm snake pile. So I would come home from class
wanting
to make a grilled cheese sandwich and watch Unsolved Mysteries on Lifetime, and there'd be a damn snake sleeping on my bed.
Back to the Unsolved for a second. That was always a Robert Stack show, right? It was never hosted by
anyone
else?
No, the others are terrible.
There were other hosts?
Well, there was later, because they've recut all these Unsolved Mysteries, and I know this because I still watch Unsolved Mysteries when I'm not. They've recut all the old Unsolved Mysteries and put this new host on there.
But
so you get the old reenactments with a modern-day host.
How does that even work? First of all, these mysteries obviously aren't getting solved if they've remained unsolved this long.
Every now and again, they'll have, like, update, and it'll still be Robert Stack's voiceovers. They haven't changed it that much. But they still will put the one on that has Matthew McConaughey on it in his first role when he's mowing grass and his cut off, and then he gets stabbed to death.
That's creepy as hell.
It's weird. And I had to look it up on IMDb to make sure I wasn't hallucinating. But at any rate, yes, they've recut them. Yes, it's wrong. But let's go back to, so anyway, the roommate.
Hold on, I'm going to punch in Veronica, who's here.
Oh, good, Veronica's here.
Yes, but we're going to finish your roommate talk. Hi, buddy.
Me? Hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, in studio, buddy.
I know. What's up?
Are we going to do the best 20 minutes of radio that's ever been done?
Absolutely.
There you go.
What are you talking about? I've been here the whole time. You just forgot to turn me on. Don't lie.
No, don't BS the good people. They deserve better than that. No, we're talking with good friend Aaron Ridgway.
Hi,
Veronica.
Hi,
we can
Aaron.
Find Aaron on Twitter at LaserSwan. She's funny and she does funny things because she's funny, and I've run out of words because I used them all in the first 20 minutes.
Apparently.
But we're talking about crappy roommate situations. That's where the show went without you. Literally, there's no outline. I just kind of pulled that out of it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
By the way.
It's all right. It's not exactly your fault. You left it when?
Oh my God, 2:00.
Okay.
Without
traffic,
miles away.
People, yeah, 15 miles.
Yeah.
So let's say 20, 25 minutes graciously.
Yeah.
And you got here 90 minutes later.
Yeah. Super fun.
God bless this area. All right, Aaron, finish up the roommate talk about Snake Lady.
I feel like that's done. I think I'm all thinking about this because I'm probably going to be having a roommate very shortly again, and I'm terrified by it. But the one that was really bad was when I was rooming with these three sorority sisters, and one moved her boyfriend in to the house without telling us.
You can't do that.
You can't
do that. My brother tried to do that our very first place when we moved out, and he had this little snake, this bony little Irish bitch of a girlfriend.
Don't hate on the Irish.
She was just an awful being, just this little translucent vampiric whore who is like 5 foot.
Why do you not talk about pale people either?
Nah, the pale chicks are fine. Just like if you look sickly. She looked like she was rocking some hep. But he wanted her to live in his room but only pay his share. And he's like, why? She's in the room.
Sorry,
too.
Dude.
Doesn't
no.
work
yeah,
that way.
No, you can't do that.
She's a jobless little 18-year-old. All she's going to do is infest our living room, get her crap everywhere. And he's like, she'll pay in cleaning up.
Oh, God. Please.
Right. Right.
Sorry, Will.
Yeah.
No.
Especially at that age. They'll have no appreciation of something given to them for free. They're just going to be like, screw it. I'm out of the house.
No, they don't. Because this kid she moved in had just gotten out of jail.
Nice.
And I caught him rolling a joint on my coffee table once, which, fine.
Yeah, nothing's
right.
so wrong
none
with that.
Us, right, there's nothing wrong with that. But none of us did drugs at the time. So it was like, why is there a stoner kid in dirty socks, walking around, leaving clots of hair in my tub, and rolling joints on my table, and he's not even paying rent. So I got pissed off about that. And then I'm a neat freak, and none of these girls cleaned, including the stoner boyfriend. So I'd walk into, like, stinky trash, and I'd walk into jelly in my peanut butter, which is, like, the capital sin.
What?
I know. Somebody used the same knife. And
That's like a black dating a white in the South. It does not work.
It doesn't work. So,
she lives in South Carolina. She just said that matter of fact. They're like, yes, you're right.
You are correct, sir. But I went in, I got the peanut, I opened my peanut butter. There's jelly in it. I called a house meeting because I'm terrible like that.
A house meeting? Wow, I did not know you had balls like that. Veronica, no phone. No phone.
What are you talking about?
I had
about?
A missed call from a potential locksmith customer, and Aaron was talking. You've been here 3 minutes. You can endure.
I thought it was from you.
No.
You need to chill out. Your phone is still in your hand.
It never leaves it.
Hot kettle
I
black?
I wipe with this
Are you
phone.
Kidding me?
That's why it has a terry cloth body. Go on, Aaron.
So I bring out the peanut butter. I show it to the girls, and I tell them, who put the jelly in my peanut butter? And one girl finally copped to it and said, well, I guess it must have been me. And the other roommate said, yeah, actually, I think it was her because every time I put the knife in the jelly and the peanut butter after I put it in jelly, I lick it off first.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that
my God.
That is grotesque.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the worst thing about that is that that girl was a nurse. Like she
really?
Was a nursing major. So she would not only did she do that, but she left meat to fill in our freezer or in our fridge. And I opened the fridge one day and there's blood all in it.
That is
this
all
is
gross.
Why I'm terrified. This is gross and this is why I'm terrified to have a roommate. Again.
You shouldn't have one. You should just go deeper into debt. She's going back to school, Miss Aaron is, and it's in Richmond, which isn't that expensive a city. So just don't get a roommate. Just live in a smaller place.
But the rent is already going to be more expensive than my mortgage.
That's because you live in bum F.
I do live in bum F.
I could buy your town. I could be like the crooked boss hog sheriff of your town, and I make nothing.
I wish you...
Your entire town would cost maybe $96,000.
It is a nice town. It's just a little small. You should not see your brothers at a red light.
I could buy you, and I could buy all the people within your town, and I would run it like the Twilight Zone. I would do something weird. Or maybe I'll Dr. Moreau it up, and I'll turn you all into manimals.
Manimals. That sounds like a dunk food to me somehow.
All right, Aaron, I am going to deal with Veronica now.
Well, thank God she's there, Veronica,
yes.
Before I get caught in traffic.
But
I was only
thank
the
you
mission.
For doing your
welcome.
Christ-like work.
You know how I do.
And we will talk later.
Yep, later. Bye.
Bye.
That's how calls work. With lots
I am
of nice
so
background
proud
distortion.
Of you.
What, that I could hold it together?
No, that you actually use the phone.
Yeah, I revealed to people that it's just a lie. Like, I know how to use a phone. I ran a board for years professionally. I know what to do.
Yeah.
So now the jig's up, though. But no one called.
You had a call.
I had one call from Erin. She just took one for the team. But she let me suffer for a long time.
What did you do? What did you talk about?
Oh, God. Let's see. I talked about 15 minutes maybe dedicated to me thinking about going bald.
Oh, no. Wait, you think you're going bald?
No. Like
shaving it off?
I will go bald.
Eventually.
Without me taking the meds that I take.
Seriously?
Yeah, I take like Propecia and Rogaine and stuff, and that kind of keeps my hair in check. Yeah, even then it's thinning.
You've got thick hair. You've got a lot of hair.
It's thick in the good parts. Like the horseshoe that never thins on a bald man. That'll be thick forever. But this little crap up front, it's starting to get little, like, spindly baby hairs.
Hmm.
I mean, it's slowly abandoning me.
I think you'd look a little scary bald. Well, like saying, your brother.
Will looks very scary bald, mm-hmm. but he kind of cultivates that with the rings
with
and
the attitude.
Yeah.
General disdain for people in general. General disdain yes. for people try, in general. That's awesome.
Yes, and I am a general. I said it three times in one sentence. I guess Will's got a sweetheart, but yeah, he kind of can look a little intimidating if he wants. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe with my jovial thing I've got going, with that smile that melts any kind of heart.
Okay. John.
Yeah.
You only smile when you're in the studio.
I know.
You glare and you stomp everywhere else mm-hmm. you go.
That's true. I'm a different person in the studio.
Like, when we were looking at the townhouse, yeah. you kind of scared me a little bit.
Oh, well, we can get to the townhouse in a bit.
Okay.
By the way, did you get that or?
No.
Oh.
They wanted somebody to move in, like, the next weekend.
I'm glad you didn't. I'll tell you why.
Why?
The instant that I saw I was being rented by people of the Indian persuasion, I knew you were getting ripped off.
Are you kidding me for that price? Sweetheart, that was a good deal.
I don't know.
Go look at some places. $22.50 for a three-level townhouse that's beautiful? Dude, you have no idea.
Why don't you just want to rent like a three-level okay house for $18?
Because I don't want to live with nasty old kitchen cupboards and gross
really?
Tiled bathrooms.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You're going to have sex against the kitchen cupboards? Are you going to put Maybe. Raw food in? No, no. First, Maybe. Please don't.
Why not? If you clean it afterwards.
You can't clean, like, wooden stuff. Juices just seep into it, and it stays what? There forever.
Okay, it's
and
not
it looks like,
like
someone spilled milk.
You know this from experience? You should talk about that.
What, like banging in weird joints? I don't
know about staining kitchen cupboards.
Oh, well, I would assume that, yeah, if you kind of put anything in that, because aren't they all made of that composite wood that just looks like
it's
crap?
It's not like you're, what would you get on them? How
Maybe
messy
he's a
are
shooter,
you?
I don't know.
Are you sloppy?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, who cares about the kitchen cabinets? As long as they're not rife with cat feces, they're fine. They'll hold the plates you need them to.
No, wait. I don't want an old, gross place.
Have you found a place?
Not yet. Still looking. I haven't been here in 2 weeks. I was in Myrtle Beach and then Michigan.
I didn't know what happened. You kind of just disappeared. I felt yeah. a little abandoned. And then Will was like, hey.
Did you see the stuff I had on Facebook?
He was like, have you been on Veronica's Facebook? I don't use Facebook, really. Like, I have an account.
I figured everybody would see what was going on there. That's why I posted stuff.
I use it to promote the website. Like, I go to the Papa's Basement site, which has no timeline whatsoever. It's uh-huh. just a wall of crap I've put up. Which is really how everyone's Facebook should be, the things I do. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone should just log in, and it'll be Papa's Basement updates. In a perfect world, when I make Papa's book.
Papa's book?
Yes. Tell me what you've been up to. Because Will said there was some sad news in the mix.
Yes.
But you're tan, and yes. you're smiling.
I'm not. This isn't a smile. This is a grimace. Because I That's can't believe you're grimace. Making me talk about this.
I'm not asking you to, like, talk in detail. I heard you're, like, your uncle passed or something.
No, my stepdad.
Your stepdad. That's much
yeah,
worse,
so
unless you didn't.
I was at the beach. He had the surgery. Didn't make it through it, so I had to go home.
Jesus Christ. Like, my old man. Like, wait, he...
And my old man.
He, like, did he at least get out of the operating room, or it was just, like, bam, gone?
No, he made it out of the operating room. They gave him a couple of days, but everything just started shutting down.
What did he need done? I didn't know about any of this crap.
Why
didn't we talk about this, Veronica, other than the fact we don't interact outside the studio? Why didn't we talk about this?
Because what's there to talk about?
Now, well, I didn't know what was wrong with him, that's all.
He had an aortic aneurysm that they knew they were going to have to fix. And he had a heart attack the weekend that I was home, like 6 weeks ago, that he didn't tell anybody about. So the day after I left, he called my mom and they ended up taking him up to
this
the
is so depressing. Why would you insist on talking about this on a comedy show?
I'm not trying to talk about it. You brought it up.
I know.
Okay, long story short, they kept him in there for about 6 weeks. He had to have surgery, but because of his condition and his age, he wasn't a great candidate. He had a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
They did it. He actually made it through the surgery, but then he got a blood clot, and it was just all over from there.
Like Tupac. It's true. He made it through surgery. They thought he kind of got out of the bad part, and then he died a couple days later.
Ah.
Sad stuff.
Yep. So that's where I was.
more recently than the beach, or do you have
I was
beach
at the glow? Beach when I got the call from my mom to come home.
Really?
So I had to drive from Myrtle to Virginia. I slept for a few hours and then drove from Virginia to Michigan.
Looks like you had fun at the beach, though. I see a bit of a sore on the lip.
Sore on the lip?
Or what is it? I don't know.
No, it's lip gloss.
Oh, right, on this side right there.
I've always had that. I just when I wear lip gloss, you can see it better. It's like a baby mark thing.
I thought you got a little lovin'.
You're disgusting.
A little infected lovin', but a little lovin'.
You are okay. I'm never wearing lip gloss again. Ever.
Why? It works. Now that I know it's not anything contagious, it's beautiful.
I hate you.
Resplendent.
I hate you.
You glisten. All right then. Well, I'm glad to have you back. It's been a little weird. We really haven't done anything live in a while. It's just kind of been like little dirty shows over in the side room.
I know. Summer's hard.
It's okay. We've all got things to do.
Places. You with your married people that you have to hang out with.
What? Oh, my married friends. This is true.
Yep.
Whatever. They need company.
Whatever. But now
they barely get off the leash. When they can drink, I go.
But now that I'm up here more often, we can do shows at night easier.
I'd like that. You were supposed to meet Doug today, but Doug couldn't make it.
Oh, shut up, Doug. Lame. What happened?
Doug got called in by his parents, apparently.
What, huh?
I don't know. He simply said, I cannot make it. My parents need me for something.
Oh, well, that's a good boy.
I guess.
See my highlights?
I do.
I hate them.
Why?
I hate the
They
color.
Look a little WT, but...
They look... Thank you.
Well...
They're orange. I wanted, like, just a lighter shade of brown.
You have, like, a dark brown and then, like, almost, like, blondish streaks.
I know.
In the middle.
I was like, I don't want them blonde. I want it just, like, a half a shade lighter than this color.
It's fine. Don't get me wrong. Like, no dude is going to see that and be, like, trashy. They'll just be like, okay, let's have sex or whatever. But I guess women can be catty bitches about it. It looks a little strip clubberish, but again, that's because guys are into that look.
Awesome. So I'm going to text my hair girl and see if she's still there.
Well, yeah, cuss her out if she screwed up what she did.
No. She's like, no. She already told me that if they're too late to come back on Wednesday and she'll fix them. And I'm definitely going back on Wednesday.
Really?
Yes. I don't like them.
They look fine. To any guy, he'd be like,
you just told me I look like a white trash stripper.
Okay.
That does not equate to fine.
Guys
Seriously?
Pay money to see white trash strippers. That's what strip clubs are. It's not like a
John,
Disney movie. You're not going to find
just lay in the grave and die.
An aristocrat
just stop.
In the club.
Just stop.
All right.
Thanks.
It looks fine.
No.
Any dude would like that. It's just girls would be like, can you believe she did that? Hi, Veronica! Because that's how girls are. They're just catty bitches. It looks fine to any
Shut
dude.
Up.
No one would notice it.
I hate it. I don't hate the highlights. I hate the color. I love amber. Love amber to death. It's just not the right color for me. And now my whole weekend's going to be ruined.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I told you you look like Trixie.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You love me in your heart of hearts.
At this big chunk of orange in my face.
Hate your hair, lady, then. Don't hate me.
No, I don't hate Amber. I love Amber. I just don't like this color.
Do I know Amber? Have you talked about Amber before? Is she the skinny one who was actually hot, but she had a kid, and it was really disappointing?
That's Amanda.
Oh,
but that's how I know Amber.
Okay. I knew they were connected. See how I did that in my head with my brain?
You had no idea. That was a lucky guess.
That could also be the reality
and
of the situation.
Both of their names start with A.
Strike three, Veronica.
No.
Strike three.
Strike three to you.
I was discussing this story yesterday with Will as we listened to the Kitties Jamboree next door because our friends who run the Source Awards out there just want to treat it like a kinder care now.
Apparently.
Because their crappy musical acts aren't bad enough. Now I just get to hear Goo Goo Gaga.
What do they do in there?
I don't know. I mean, child porn? Would be a guess. There are a lot of kids there.
There are.
And I did make them shut the doors, so who knows what's going on behind them now.
You know what? Don't hate them. Hate the people who designed the room that didn't put up enough soundproofing.
I can do both. There's enough room in my heart for all that
for
hate.
For all of it.
Oh, I've got just cavernous tanks of hate inside
You know what
there.
You need to do?
What?
Go to like Bed Bath & Beyond. No, go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy as much egg crate as you can fit in your car and start bringing it in here.
In theory, we will one day have a soundproofed studio. That one, 100 times better, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because there's no one in here when we're in there.
There can be people in here. They're just not as loud.
Yeah.
Not an ethnic thing.
Yeah, it is. Don't lie.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
A little in consideration there.
They're musical. I love that line from Trading Places. They certainly are musical people. God bless you, Don Ameche.
Oh, boy.
I want to talk to you about something. It's the only news story as far as I'm concerned this week. Sure, there's all kinds of crap, like that old Egyptian president is sentenced to death and stuff like that. But there's a good story, too.
Which is?
Something that doesn't require knowledge of politics, just knowledge of sex. Which we all know. Even me. I see you staring at me. I've done it once or twice.
Like, where are you going with this? Ew, no, staring at you like that? No.
No, not us boning. I just meant you're staring at me like, what do you know about sex? I know what goes where. I've heard things on the playground. Chinese actress. Her name's Zhang Ziyi. Like, Zhang Ziyi.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Chinese broad in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and Rush Hour 2. Like, she kind of had a bit of crossover appeal, even though she talked like, she sounded like me saying her name, but with English, and like all the time. It was like, that's how she sounded exactly.
One more time?
No, I can't.
Are you sure?
That was a one shot. It was just like when Daffy Duck swallows all the dynamite and blows himself up on Looney Tunes.
I remember that, but okay.
Best sketch ever. Agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rumors came out that she has been for like 10 years now, pretty much since she got big, ever since then, a really, really, really high-priced whore to like Communist Party officials. Now, it's China, so I'm not going to say she had 100% of the choice in this.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, hey,
didn't.
Do this or we'll kill your family. Like, they're all firstborn female children. But she raked in between $950,000 a pop and like $1.5 million a pop banging these old Politburo Communist Party official guys.
Okay, so?
One, that's awesome that they can just bang their movie stars. Like, how great would it be?
You don't think you can't bang an American movie star with enough money? Like, really? Come on.
I don't think you
can. I'm sure there are a few out there.
Okay.
Denise Richards is gonna get hungry at some point.
Oh, she's gross now. She's been sheened. She has facial hair, which is really
bizarre.
She's
been sheened.
She's been sheened. She's just grasping. Do you know Denise Richards' peak 15 years ago? Wild Things. Exactly.
Yeah, when she made out with Neve Campbell.
Exactly. Do you remember how people reacted to that?
They're like, oh my God.
Like, it was a hardcore fisting on camera or something. It was like they made out in a pool.
What's fisting?
And ground their boobs together. I'll show you afterwards.
Ew, no.
People went apes for Wild Things. I never did get that. I remember just seeing the stills all over the internet and being like, really? You can click to this picture over here, people. It's actually got bosoms. But I think you can bang pretty much any actress, but it wouldn't be like in a prostitute-y way, I think, over here. You kind of have to marry them or at least date them. But yeah, a lot of famous chicks end up with dudes who are like billionaires.
I think there's a lot of, what do they call it, the casting couch that happens before you turn into the Julia Roberts that you kind of have to do. So I'm pretty sure.
Well, you've got John Travolta alleging there's the male casting couch.
Hey, there you go.
So I was, the decent looking chick who was out there before you left. I actually wanted to discuss her, but you never got to see her. And so you'd figure I was making up another attractive woman in the studio. That's her mom.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, don't worry. I actually wanted you to check the legality of the other one. Oh, she just
can they
away.
Hear us talking right now?
I think. But
right, so maybe not right now.
But we're in the
maybe
studio.
Next week.
Even if I'm making eye contact with them while I say it, I have a microphone in front of me, and that makes me both powerful and invincible.
No, not in when you open the door and her dad beats you.
Dad wasn't here.
Dad's standing right there right now.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, he's wearing a green shirt.
Really?
Yeah, there's Dad out there.
Okay.
So maybe hold off for a while.
Just wanted to say his baby girl looks like a sharp student.
You don't even know if she's legal.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe wait then.
Okay.
That'd now be great.
Oh, now you can turn around and take a gander. Hold on, she'll be back. The show's already a wreck. Just stare there until she's here. Stare. God damn it, Blondie, get over here. I'm not making her up. This happens every time there's someone okay looking in this studio. Well, outside. Yeah. What were we talking about? Prostitution. Famous people. Yes. I asked that question and I never have the answer. I actually know exactly what we were talking about. Banging famous women.
Yes.
I don't think it works quite like you. Do you really believe I could be like, here's $1 billion. I want to screw Megan Fox.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
I'd probably bang you for $1 billion myself.
Well, you segued nicely into the next question I was going to have. Veronica, for $950,000 a pop to $1.5 million a pop, you would bang anyone for that, right?
Not anyone.
I mean, like, not family. Anyone you're not related to.
It's gross.
And not Magic Johnson without a condom. Yeah. Nothing weird like that. Like, condoms on. You're going to be healthy. Because I would screw anyone.
I probably would just once so that I could
I'd do it 10 times.
Yeah.
I'd want to be like an oil baron. I want to be there will be blood after my sex.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Really? What would your number be? Because I would let Shaq and Wesley Snipes.
Seriously?
Spit roast me for $1 million.
Oh my God. The visual. Oh my God. My eyes are burning.
I wouldn't care. For $1 million, do whatever. Shake it off. Spend $50,000 in scope, $50,000 in preparation H and stitches.
God. Oh God.
And you're a free man after that.
Oh man.
No pictures taken. Just the memories that live in here.
And the money.
Maybe not live so much as haunt.
Haunt.
Just that.
Yeah, I guess.
How low would you go? I mean, that's the real question. Anyone would do it for $1 million. I think anyone who's being real, anyone who's really processing what $1 million means to your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to Ken Jennings
that
$1 million.
Tax-free.
Uncle Sam's got nothing on this because it's under the table.
Nothing.
This is your hoe money.
My hoe money. Yeah, I guess for $1 million, sure. I don't know.
Good answer. Yeah. Anyone? How about 50,000?
No.
How picky do we
it.
Get for 50,000?
Wouldn't do it.
Really?
Wouldn't do it.
Mouth stuff, 50,000.
Nope.
Anyone? Really?
Nope.
I would. 50,000? Anyone?
Anyone? You have no shame.
50K is a lot of money. That's a house's down payment.
No.
Really? What if he's really good looking? What if it's like Thor?
Oh my God, if it's Chris Evans, for real.
Yeah, what if it's Thor?
Okay.
What's his name? Hemsworth?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah. He's like, here's Mjolnir. Place it in your mouth, m'lady.
Oh, I would play with Mjolnir.
Exactly. Mjolnir. Let it cross the rainbow bridge of your tongue to the Asgard that lives in your tummy.
Oh my God.
There you go. A little mythology blowjob joke.
Yeah, he's hot. Chris. I'm actually supposed to see him tonight in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Now, when you said see him, I thought you meant that in the way that like any normal person would mean I'm going to see someone.
I wish.
Yeah, because like...
Did you get excited?
A little bit. I was like, yeah, hey, good for you. Because in about 20 minutes when the show's over, I'm going to see Tori Black for like 15, 30 seconds. And then I'll see her again.
I was trying to think of how to phrase it. It just came out that way.
Watch, not see. You watch like a voyeur when they're in a movie. You don't see someone.
Whatever.
Okay, so what if there's nothing datey about it? They treat you like a prostitute. And it's like, hey,
oh, I'd want
get
to
in,
treat me like
get
a
out.
Prostitute.
No, it's not famous. It's just like a guy that looks like that. Like he's a good looking dude, but he's a dick.
Oh, so most of them out there?
Yeah, exactly. And he's awesome. Still like, you run into him at your favorite place, Jackson's, your favorite watering hole. And it's just some guy, and you're like, oh, he's a good looking guy. And he walks over, and he's like, hey, you, I really don't want to waste any time messing around. Here's the checkbook. Here's, you know, the key to my Lamborghini so you know I can afford this. Here's a check for like $20,000 just for the night.
And he's hot?
He's good looking, but he's a dick, and he just wants to, you know, hit it and quit it. But he's got the means to actually do that, honestly.
I probably shouldn't talk about this on air.
No, do it. Come on.
I don't know.
My listeners want to know how much they have to pull for the Kickstarter project of Lay Veronica.
I don't know. I don't know that I would do it. I don't think I would.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I would.
What if he's not like a huge abusive prick? I like how I added that. He's just like, hey, this is a business transaction, $20,000.
Like, why?
Why are we on this topic?
$20,000 doesn't buy anything anymore.
In this area, no.
Like, it's just, no. No, I wouldn't.
Really? $20,000.
You want to talk $1 million? Sure, I'd probably lose my morals,
look,
but
$20,000 fairy dust.
$20,000 is not even the interest on my student loans for
you. If we're going to talk $1 million, though, why don't I just throw in a unicorn? That's how make-believe
okay.
that number is.
Can I have wings, too?
Yes, you can. $20,000. What would I do for $20,000?
You would do anything. Don't even lie. You would bend over, grab your ankles, and say, go ahead, Arnold.
Well, Arnold, I would just do that for the story. I'd be like, loved you in Running Man, sir. It's great what you did to Killian at the end there. Very witty quips. Love your one-liners. What, I get approached by a gay stranger in Jackson's? Let's just roll reverse this.
Yeah. What would you do?
$20,000.
And he's mediocre, average looking.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to last a while? That's a big thing.
He's going to last like an hour. You got to put up with that for an hour.
No one likes a dynamo. No one likes a show off. See, for me, it's more a duration thing, like my lack of comfort, than the actual act.
Of excruciating pain.
Yeah, because if he was like a one-pump chump.
And he's like Jackrabbit.
For 20, I might not. For 20, I might not. But if he was like... Like, he's just like, he looks at me, he's locked eyes, he's so effing turned on by me. And he's like, I gotta have you. Exactly. You did the right eyes right there. The just, I gotta have it eyes.
And like, no, that was the, oh my God, I can't believe you said that
eyes. He just pulls down my drawers, and that's it. That's El Dorado to him. And it's just like, in, done. Like me having sex with Jenna Jameson in her heyday or something like that.
Sorry, dude.
20K? Yeah.
Okay,
that's
for an hour.
That's a suppository. Oh, for an hour,
for
no.
For an hour.
For an hour, no.
$50,000?
Yeah, that's a year's pay. I'd take it. $50,000? I get to be a little drunk, right?
No.
Ugh, sobriety.
No lube either.
I'll do it.
You don't care. Oh,
why
God.
Not?
That would hurt.
You do it, too.
$50,000? No, I wouldn't.
$50,000 buys a lot.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
This is a place of honesty here. I don't know why you have to profane it with
Wouldn't
your
do
lies.
It.
Well, Veronica,
yeah.
How were your 25 minutes today?
Amazing.
Best ever. You've missed them terribly, right?
I have.
We'll do something this week?
Yeah, definitely. Should
All
I
right.
know when?
If folks want to get a hold of you, you've instructed me not to give out your personal phone number, but they
can
get you on Facebook, right?
Sure.
Veronica Johnson, she's my friend, and I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. Again, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com, got every episode, including this one, which, that's, I got nothing. I shouldn't archive this one, but I'll put it up. All of my shames are public. It's also got links to the Facebook page that we maintain. That's just a bunch of funny pictures and links to every article on the website. My Twitter's at papasbasement if you want to get a hold of me. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Again, the link is available at... In Papa's basement, you were supposed to jump in there instead of playing with your highlights, Veronica. But it's okay.
Sorry, you've distracted me now.
It's all right. Exactly. Thinking about that $50,000. Till yeah. next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.